Merry Christmas, everyone, and I thank you so much for being here today. And before I muted the call, I heard kitchen utensils in the back and dogs barking and children laughing, and all of these things are the sounds of Christmas. So I just want to thank you for taking a few minutes out from your busy, busy day. And most especially, I want to thank the blessing givers for being on the round-the-clock vigil with me, welcoming and blessing Christmas as the light passed the earth in every zone. And it was such a privilege to. This was my first Christmas to do something like that. And this is our first Christmas as a family of blessing givers. And so I think, based on the letters that I got from some people, many people had profound experiences as I did. And they were different in each time zone. I started with the beginning of Christmas in the time zone that runs through Germany and down through Italy, because that is when the bells of the Vatican ring. And it's not actually Christmas Day began at the International Date Line, which is out in the far Pacific, but we don't have any blessing givers in that area, and it would have had to be done while I was still asleep, and then been a whole morning commitment, which I was not able to give. But I suggested that people who were in that area might want to give a blessing at that time, or at least finish up Christmas Day with a blessing in those time zones. But just beginning at the time when Christmas crossed the Vatican, it's not because I was favoring Catholicism in any way. It's because so many people vest their hearts in that belief that we were touching the souls of many people. You see, it's the magnitude of human focus that we hope to work with in the blessing. That would be true even in the midst of a catastrophe. God help us that we have few as possible. But whenever human attention is focused upon anything, we can turn that into the blessing and the love of God, because that focus of energy is what helps to bring power, the power of the blessing, down into our human consciousness. And it was, for me, an experience that just took the roof off my head. There were so many people focused upon Christ at that moment. And it was very, very special. And then the second one would have been about the time Christmas came into England. And then we would have had Westminster Abbey, and I could just imagine all the churches of England. And it was a very, very festive, profound, and exciting time. The next one was very interesting. As it crossed the Atlantic, my attention in the blessing turned to the earth. It was fascinating how I was given empathic access through these combined energy to what was happening as Christmas crossed every zone. It's as if it leapt off of the continent into the seas that nurture our whole earth, and the blessing was about the earth, and I felt the Arctic cold, and I felt the warm tropical breezes in the south. I felt the dolphins and the whales and the fish and the land mammals as well. And it continued like that through the next two, except the last one, which would have crossed over Greenland. I felt a very deep connection with the indigenous people of the earth, who may or may not be Christian at all, but they're children of God, and they're receiving the light of God that's returning, and that we're celebrating the re-gifting of in our hearts. And it was really, really touching and dear as if I had been taken into the sweetest, most innocent ceremonies of the earth. And then when it crashed upon the shores of the United States, the volume came up for me because we have so many blessing givers on the East Coast. And I have so many friends and family and people who follow this work. And then as it passed across the United States, of course, the most powerful for me was when it got to, when it turned Christmas here in Arizona. And I was playing the Alleluia chorus, recalling having all of our blessing givers here in Arizona becoming initiated as blessing givers. And it's almost as if that blessing was not was for the blessing givers, but not just spiritist blessing givers, all the people of the earth who give blessings, all the ministers, all the social workers, all the people in soup kitchens, all the policemen, all the caregivers and the firemen and the rescue providers and the nurturers and the caregivers. It was for all the blessing givers of the earth. It was really, really amazing. And that, for me, was the most powerful because I was able to feel all those who give blessings to all those who are receiving. And it was in that blessing I saw so many homeless and hurting people. I saw people in hospice centers and children being born in hospitals and veterinarians on call with animals that were being brought in. It was amazing, absolutely amazing for me. And I've had such a profound experience from this. I just cannot wait to offer another blessing seminar to bring back to all of you and all of our new blessing givers what came through on blessing the earth with the Spirit of Christ on Christmas. It was really, really profound. And then it was very sweet the way we all came together for a final blessing as it left the Pacific shore at 1 a.m. my time. Of course, for those in the Pacific, that was midnight, and some of you on the East Coast were probably already asleep, but offering your blessings in your sleep. So that was my experience. And I felt that this spirit of Christmas is so much bigger than we normally even focus upon. And it's a shame there's so much distraction about competition for prices and what will you give who and who expects what and shopping for loved ones in July. But maybe that's not a bad idea, because then in the weeks and days before Christmas, we can appreciate this as a sacred approach. And I was so glad to hear as I came on the phone today that many of you practiced your candle lighting ceremony for the whole week before Christmas. Other than to share my experiences of Christmas, there will not be any further message, because this is a time when each of you need to simply be receiving your own presence of Christ in your heart and enjoying your own miracle of Christmas and what it means to you. And I would love to have somebody press *6 and then 1 so that you can share one of your Christmas stories. And we do have somebody on the line from area code 702.
Well, Merry Christmas. Christmas. This is Janet from Las Vegas. I want to just thank you for that candle lighting and prayer, and then I meditated. It was the most holy Christmas I have experienced.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes.
Okay.
And we had a family gathering Christmas here that I think everyone went home, around 11:30, and I turned on the TV about 11:45, and the Mormon Tabernacle were singing Hallelujah.
Yes.
And did the midnight blessing was so powerful for me. And
I think that's one of the midnight blessing in Mountain Standard Time was for me the most powerful. Now, it may be because the light of Christmas crossed over me And I have something to share about that if I have enough time. But I think also I knew the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was going to be singing Alleluia. And, of course, they're in our time zone.
Yes. Yes, it was beautiful. And I didn't plan anything. It just, and our whole family was just, had so much joy in their love, so much more than any other year. It was just a beautiful, beautiful, and has been all week. So
isn't life beautiful when we just turn the Spirit of Christ into a quality of life?
Yes, it did.
It doesn't, you know, I think that formalized doctrinal religion has been as much a distraction from the Christ Spirit as materialism has. Because it's what's in your heart, it's love that makes the difference. And it's understanding our sacred connection with God that is touched and revitalized at this time of year.
Yes, and what I found interesting is that for many, many years I was Catholic and went to midnight mass. And I so could connect with every religion because it's all about love.
Oh, I know. Thank you for saying it is all about love. You know, when it crossed the Central Time Zone, I was remembering, I was raised Methodist, and my first Catholic midnight mass was in New Orleans when I was studying at Tulane, and I went to Jackson Square to the beautiful, beautiful cathedral there, and the cathedral could not hold all the many people, so they had speakers out in all of Jackson Square and speakers and a video, and that was very high tech for those days. But it was a wonderful, wonderful. Carolers were going around the square, and the jazz musicians were playing Silent Night. What an event that was! And then the quietness that happened when the mass was said, and I thought, oh my gosh, it doesn't matter that I'm not Catholic. The joy of Christ and the focusing of all these people on the spirit of Christmas is all that matters.
So true, so true. I just send holiness and blessings to everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Janet. I would love to hear from somebody else. We loved hearing from Janet. So surely somebody else has got a story. Star 6 and 1, and there we go. Hi, Kathy. Let me clear your line. You're on.
Hi, everyone. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. I really want to hear your story, Glenda. I just thought I'd share that this has really been the most meaningful Christmas I've ever experienced, and every year I say that in the last 5 years, and I know it's because of my interest in connecting more with myself spiritually through your teachings and others, and I just want to say how much I appreciate that. This morning, every day I pick an angel card when I start my day, and this morning's card was birth, and it just feels like that. And my kids were raised Catholic, so we went to, as we always do, Christmas Eve children's mass, and singing the Christmas carols, and I just had to weep through all of it because it was so, every word had so much more meaning to me. And so I just want to say thank you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you for sharing, Kathy. I really, really appreciate that. And I would love to hear from someone else, too. While I'm waiting, I will tell my Christmas story so you're not holding off thinking, well, Glenda won't speak if I talk. But first of all, I do want to say we're going to start promptly at 1:25 because I know that time is very, very precious to everyone right now. And some people are tuning in just right then to receive the blessing. But my story is very, very interesting, and it happened, I think it was after about the third blessing, and then after that, it just grew in volume. Those of you who studied our Energy of Life course will possibly appreciate this more than others, but I'll try to make it relevant and understandable to anyone. you probably, you know, when we use the word enlightenment, we're often referring to states of light that are not seen by or conveyed by ordinary photon flows of light. In other words, they're not carried by the sun or incandescent light or fluorescent light or whatever. They're states of spiritual light or emotional or etheric light, or the kind of light that fills our minds when we dream. Where does that light come from? There's an inner light. There's actually a light within each one of ourselves, and our blessing givers will understand that. And obviously, I was not seeing light as I was doing the blessing, because it was a gray day here in Sedona. There wasn't much light in my room. I did have a candle lit on my altar, but I wasn't focusing on it, because most of the blessing, I had my eyes closed, and I was focusing inwardly. Now, what I'm about to mention involves teeing up one other concept, and that's that if you've ever noticed, if you look into a brightly colored light and then close your eyes, you will see an after image effect inside your eyes of the complementary color. For example, if you were staring at a bright red screen or a bright red neon light, you close your eyes and see green. If you were looking at something bright and purple, you close your eyes and see yellow. It's a normal human optical response. Nothing mystical about that. But what was mystical about this is that when I got to the last stage of blessing, where I surrender into the arms of God and the primal space of all spirit, so that all I am is a grounding wire and all the work is being done by the Holy Spirit, I just surrender into the place of oneness with my eyes closed, I saw the most brilliant blue-violet light. It was so shocking that it filled the whole aura around my being and almost blinded my eyes. It was as if I had been looking into the sun. Now, I promise you, with my physical eyes, I was not looking into anything that bright. But on some spiritual level, as I was conveying this this light more profoundly into the earth, I was obviously looking at it. And it must have been a light like the sun, because the after image was blue-violet. And that for me was a very special realization, and then it just got stronger with every blessing after that. And so that's my it's not as if it was a miracle I witnessed, but it was a revelation I witnessed, and that is how powerful the Christ light is and how powerful its descent was upon the earth as a blessing. And being a conveyor of it, I had, well, what you might say, a ringside seat. And I didn't even know it until I saw the after image. So thanks for hearing my story. Now we have a caller from area code 649. And you have about 1 minute. I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's Linda here in New Zealand. So we've passed Christmas now, the day after Christmas.
Oh, great.
And I just wanted to say a quick note and thank you to all the blessing givers and yourself, especially Glenda. But also in the next little few minutes in the blessing, if people could also, I know we want to hold everybody in our hearts around the world, but particularly the people of Christ Church who've just had another earthquake a few days before Christmas and have had a really actually traumatic year or so. And so if the blessing givers could just send an extra little prayer for the people of Christ Church.
Indeed, we will. And thank you so much for speaking up about that, Linda. And I'm really sorry that we could not take the other calls. You know, we would have, if you, next time, please sign on earlier so that we can do that. As it is, I have made a promise, and I do need to keep it. We need to move on into our blessing. This is a very special blessing, for it really completes and consummates our concept of Christmas, whatever we've experienced to this point, whatever we've beheld in our heart, and whatever we plan to hold in our heart for the coming year as the Spirit of Christ within us. And so it is. We thank you, Yeshua, for being with us, for living in our hearts, and giving us the courage to see the light that exists above physical circumstance, and to know that it is there even when we walk below the clouds, even when we don't see the will of God unfolding. Thank you for being with us in all of our moments of joy and all of our moments of sadness and crisis. Thank you for walking with us through our moments of crisis and helping us to find the best solution. We pray that you be with the people of Christchurch, New Zealand, in their moment of worry and doubt and stress and distress, and for all those who suffer around the world at this moment, that they may know that it still is Christmas, and that above the clouds, the light is shining very brightly. Thank you for being with us in our hearts, our souls, our body, and our being, and to assist in our reunion with our Creator, that we may know that we were created to be as you have shown us we are and can be in our fulfillment. And now we surrender to receive your blessing, praying in our hearts for all that we hold dear, for all that we love, for all that we need and all we desire, knowing that God the Father and the Holy Spirit can even see beyond the curves in the road and see more of our needs and desires than even we can envision, and give us more than we ask for they see the fullness of our life. Thank you for conducting this blessing and giving your life itself as a blessing to us. Amen. blessing is complete. Now, I want you to go and rest and assimilate for 7 minutes. Christ be with you. God be with you always. May the spirit of Christmas dwell in your heart now and throughout the year to bring you forth all the blessings that were bestowed beneath your tree of life today. Merry Christmas and much love from me.